T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we go to UBS Arena last night to see the Islanders, let's be honest, bore the audience to tears. Oh, and memo to the UBS Arena, which is beautiful as it should be and gorgeous and all that stuff. Yo, you can't play house music every single break in the action. You just can't. I'm sorry. You can't. Like, you gotta play some Guns N' Roses, a little AC/DC. Give me a little Nirvana, maybe some Creed or Pearl Jam, a little Back in Black. I mean,
Excuse me, when was the last?
You can't go house music every effing break.
Before last night, yeah. When was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
What happened?
Before last night, yeah. When was the last time you went to an Islander home game?
It might have been the game I called against the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay.
It's certainly possible.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never go to Islander home games?
No.
Correct?
Never.
Okay. All right, I'm being a lawyer right now. So I say this with all due respect. As someone who never goes, as someone who has no plan on ever going again, who the hell cares what you have to say?
I represent the audience.
What, do you?
Yeah.
You never go.
Yeah.
You don't want to go.
Yeah. That's right.
Like,
but I know
on.
Things.
Do you?
Yeah, I know that audience doesn't want house music every single break in the action. Every once in a while, with a cue to go, sweet child of mine. Just a little something for the effort, you
do
know.
Do you know what the, and trust me, this is not like Nets related, but you'll appreciate this because it's music related. So let me finish before you get all upset. Do you know what the Nets are doing tonight and what they do every Friday night now?
The Nets?
Yeah.
Well, they probably bring out some new court to play on or something.
Okay. It's called Friday Night Live, and what they do is they feature a player. So tonight it's Kevin Durant's night.
Okay.
So they're going to give away a T-shirt of Kevin Durant. Great.
Yeah.
Every song they play tonight
he chose
during the game was hand-picked.
Okay, great.
By Kevin Durant.
I think that's...
You like that?
I have no problem with that.
That's what the Islanders should do. It's Matthew Barzell night. He plays for the Islanders. Let the players choose. I think that's kind of cool.
I don't.
Why?
Because, I'm worried about the 18,000 people in the building.
You don't think
not the Swedish star of the hockey team playing ABBA every break, okay? All right? Or, you know, I have to hear a little Yachty every single break that tonight's neck game.
But it allows,
right? I mean, know your audience.
It allows us as fans to get to know our star players even more.
Yeah, I'm just giving you, it's a new building. There's new people there. It was all good. I had a great time there. The parking's got to figure itself out. Okay, fine. It will, I'm sure, at some point. But I just don't want to have, two things I took from last night, if I could be critical. And I'll tell you about this woman near death who came up to me and Evan as we got on the elevator last night. Number one, you got to get a new popcorn vendor. The popcorn's embarrassing. And I'm a popcorn expert, as you all know. And you'll agree with me.
Yeah,
the popcorn was lacking.
You're not wrong.
All right. Number two, you got to change from the house music. It can't be. And I love the day-o. Okay, once. You can't do it every period. Okay? Now, Evan and I go into the building. There's a very lovely gal and her husband. They are not incredibly able-bodied people, but they're getting through and they're big Islander fans. And this woman sees me from 50 feet away and limps over to me and goes, I hated you. But now you're all right. And I go, well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Thank you for listening. She goes, no, hated you. Hated you. And Evan goes, I've made it more palpable to you, haven't I? And she goes, yes, you have. She goes, you're all right now, but you need to know, I hate. So, unfortunately, we have to ride the elevator with her.
That was great.
So we go up the floor, and she and her husband are getting out, and he's like, I live with her. And I go, my man, pots and pans. You power. Power to the people, right? And she looks at me, and she goes, hate it.
Oh, it was wonderful.
But she made a point of, but now you're all right.
Right.
You're okay.
It was a good turn.
You're okay now, but I hate it, yo. Okay.
You're welcome, pal.
Welcome to UBS. There you go. And yes, I include Creed in that. Let's get some Creed up in there, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Do I?
Yeah.
What were they playing in between breaks that bothered you?
Like, Tommy would have loved it. It was all like EMD.
EDM.
EDM, whatever. Yeah. Ugh. Yuck.
Love it.
Not every break, though, dude. What is it?
Tommy's pretty Long Island. That's a Long Island thing.
No, I know, but it's not every break, man.
That's the thing. We got
Some Led Zeppelin. Give me some Creed.
The guy from New Rochelle, who doesn't know the difference between a hockey puck and a hockey stick, has been a One Islander game in 8 years, is just arrogantly sitting down saying,
all right, Ledecky, here's what I would do to fix your arena that's been open for five minutes.
By the way, I guarantee I have an email asking, how was the experience?
I'm sure
so should
will.
I lie to them?
No, you can give your opinion, but understand why your opinion sort of means, I don't know.
I saw very little. The sight lines are great. The building's beautiful. Great. I mean, it's everything a brand new building should be.
And you know what else it
and
does?
And that's only one event. I've never seen a concert there. I'm sure it's great. I heard there's a speakeasy in there.
A speakeasy?
Yeah.
I don't know about
and
that.
And we were bougie. We were in a beautiful suite last night.
Very bougie.
I was right next to Lou Lamorello. We were talking hockey the whole night.
No, hold on. That story's not going to go that way.
Yeah.
It's going to go this way. I'm in the suite, talking hockey, meeting your relatives. And I say, and Dylan knew this was going to go well. I said, who's that over there, Craig? And I point to the left. It's an older gentleman. And Craig's like, I don't know. Am I supposed to know him? Dylan starts laughing. I start laughing. I say, yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. Some old guy.
He looked like just an old guy. Like, he looked like a pallbearer.
Yeah. That was Lou Lamorello. So don't act like, yeah, I was standing right next to Lou Lamorello.
Yeah, we were breaking down the front line. Between periods, breaking down the action.
Come on.
I thought the neutral zone chase was a little much from last night, a little disjointed getting out of their own zone. The odd man rush wasn't all that good. They were disjointed. They got outshot 2-1, and you're not going to win games that way.
You did make an observation that's very fair, and I can't say it bothers me because I get why it's happening. It is not. It just doesn't have that same atmosphere as Nassau Coliseum. And I understand why. The team is playing like garbage.
Yeah.
The team isn't playing well. Even though it's sold out, there were a lot of empty seats. Yeah. Let's acknowledge that. But it still doesn't have that soul that Nassau Coliseum had. And that's going to take time. And I understand that.
I'll tell you what didn't take time, Big Mac. Ask me what didn't take time.
What didn't take time?
My partner eating not one, but two Big Shack chicken burgers. Oh, I'll have another one.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I'll have another one. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Chicken burger?
Well, chicken sandwich.
Oh, chicken
I think they called it
chicken
burger.
And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was fantastic. I actually hesitated to eat. And I think it was your brother-in-law comes over to me and says, Evan, I want you to eat. And I said, okay. I waited. But then, once I got the go-ahead, it's like Phil Nevin waving me home.
Yeah.
Once he gave me the go-ahead, I needed to go all in on the Shack burger. I need to try it. It was so good, I had to have a
Here's
second.
Here's Tom in Levittown on the fan. Tommy, what's up?
All right, guys. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Listen, I got in my car. I just pulled in the parking lot. I'm actually a bartender here at the new arena.
Nice.
And you kind of filled in already on that because you're telling me about your thoughts on the. I got to agree with you about the music. As an old school guy, I'm probably one of the senior aged employees there. I just turned 64 today.
There you go.
And and I got to agree with you with the music. I know they want to appeal to the younger crowd and such, but they got to mix it up, man.
I agree. And I like house music, now and then. I can't have, I can't have it every break.
Tom, and I mean this with due respect, And you tell me if I'm wrong. Aren't you noticing that a big part of that crowd is the younger crowd, is the younger demographic at UBS?
It is.
Okay.
Where I work is called the UBS Club, which I don't know if they allowed you guys to come up and visit us. We actually have the owner's suite on our
nice.
Level.
I tell you, you know what else I saw last night? And thank you, Tom, and keep up the good work out there. Listen, the building is great. The experience was great. I had a great time last night. I wish I obviously saw a win in a better game, but the building itself is great. So we're not knocking the building. I want to be clear about that. We're just trying to help them give an even better experience.
Yeah, but do you not understand what's going on?
The music needs to be improved.
Our last caller, great guy, is a 64-year-old gentleman. He admitted,
it's not for
hey,
okay.
I'm an older guy. You are an older guy, whether you want to admit it or not. And
no,
if you looked
I'm the
around,
hippest guy in the room.
Bro, if you looked around UBS Arena, the hockey crowd's young. The hockey crowd doesn't
want
to hear bands.
The hockey crowd don't want house music every break,
do
I'm
that,
telling
really?
You. Really? Yeah.
Lugauer's more in the demo than you are.
All you got to do is play a little Guns N' Roses guitar riff, and the place will go bonkers. Day-ho! Come on. What are we doing? Now, I'll tell you something I saw. So during one of the intermissions, I go out to stretch my legs. I saw the dial bug people. They're great people out there. They got a box out there, a little pest control type thing. And I look over this railing, and they must have a club there where you get unlimited food and beverage. So they have a candy table.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh.
And they had loose, you know, singularly wrapped Starbursts next to Hershey bars. Okay. I appreciate that. I'm a candy guy, right? Some guy goes up to the table. Now, I imagine those are relatively expensive tickets that give you access to the unlimited pizza and whatever they serve there, right?
Mm.
Guy goes up to, it's candy, Evan. It ain't gold, right? Guy goes up to the Starbucks basket and four-fists it. Four legitimate handfuls of Starbursts and starts shoving it in his pockets like it's gold. I never saw that before. Crazy.
By the way, here's what's funny. My big observation is going to show you the difference in our personalities and what we look for. Here's the difference that I saw. There was a guy wearing a Tavares jersey. Like, what are we doing?
Probably paid a lot of money for
it. How could you show up to UBS Arena as an Islander fan wearing a retired jersey now? That number's been retired. How could you wear a John Tavares jersey? I saw it. I made comments to a few people in that suite and said, can you believe this guy? I wanted to take a picture and tweet it, but the gentleman's wife was staring at me, and so I felt uncomfortable doing it. I think she liked me. Whatever. What are we doing? So I noticed that. I just wanted to tell you about that.
And before we get back to the Daniel Jones talk, the final thing is, you're a bunch of low-rent animals on Twitter, some of you, that commented on the picture I posted of me and my niece. And I'm just going to leave it at that. You're a bunch of low-rent animals, all right, for some of the comments that I saw regarding a picture of me and my beautiful niece. And I will just leave it at that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.